Expect Watson to go deep here. This is a free down.
Second and two at the 39-yard line of Cleveland. Watson fakes the give. Throws deep. Downfield. He's got Fuller. Rock and roll. Touchdown. Will Fuller does it again. 39 yards. And my man Andre Ware with the prediction on second and short as Watson went deep and found Fuller again. His fifth touchdown catch of the season.
We have a pretty interesting back and forth with AJ Hinch at 7:30 this morning. Ted does the TED Talks usually every Tuesday, Wednesday, because he was out on Monday. They're really good to listen to because he is unvarnished with his opinions. I don't know if that's the right word, but I always learn a lot when I listen to Ted break down the film.
Do you want me to do this too? Do you want me to do a Seth talk?
If you desire.
I would like to. All right. But I feel like we were trying to do it for a while, and I don't think you liked it.
No, I do like that.
I think it was
that.
One of those things where I put it in the show prep, and then I came in the morning, and it was gone out of the show prep.
It was gone?
You know, like, sometimes I'll have something I really want to do, and then like, I come in, I'm like, oh, I guess we're not doing this
today.
Just
put it in.
All right.
Here's Ted on the run defense against Cleveland.
The Cleveland Browns, they're terrible. It's a terrible team. Here's the thing. This terrible team had 134 yards rushing against the Texans. Averaged 6.1 yards per carry. Bernard McKinney, Zach Cunningham struggled. They were bad in the game. They had trouble getting off of blocks. They weren't playing downhill. There was too many seams there. 6.1 average is pathetic. That's terrible. And that's a bad football team.
They ran for 134 yards, Isaiah Crowell 58, and Duke Johnson 40.
Yeah, and I would say this. I would add Jadeveon Clowney to the mix, where Jadeveon does some really good things versus the run at times, but a lot of big runs this year have been because Jadeveon Clowney's been out of position. And that one big run Isaiah Crowell had in the second quarter there. Remember the one where he ran to the left? Scarlett did a great job of blowing back the tight end and almost making a play, but they couldn't make the tackle. Clowney was out of position, and this is something that's been happening with Clowney. He's out of position on some of these plays around the end. That wasn't a sweep to his side, but he didn't maintain leverage backside on some of the read options. We've seen him do this, and then at times he hasn't been as physical setting the edge as I would have expected, or as if we've seen in the past. And I'm past the point of excusing it by saying, well, he's going back and forth from defensive end to outside linebacker. This is kind of non-position specific. This is just line up and beat up a tight end. You know how I feel about outside linebackers not beating up tight ends.
Yep, if
that tight end isn't named Rob Gronkowski, then you have failed. Because otherwise, you're dealing with a glorified, slightly heavy wide receiver. You should be able to beat his ass. And Clowney needs to start beating the asses of tight ends that were trying to block him. So I agree with Ted there. Bernardrick McKinney, I think his injury is definitely affecting him. He's not moving the same way. So he's not taking on blocks the same way. He's not filling the same way. And that hurts them at times, particularly on zone runs. When you see the offensive lineman going sideways towards the line of scrimmage, that he's not changing direction as quickly as he used to. So hopefully the bye week makes a big difference with him. But those guys, they didn't, like on old school power plays where there's fullbacks and everything, he and Cunningham weren't really filling as aggressively as I'm accustomed to seeing them. And obviously Dylan Cole being out isn't going to help.
A couple of things here on Deshaun Watson specifically. Here was Ted on the triple threat on what Deshaun is forcing other teams to do defensively.
Teams are going to play zone a lot against the Texans. A lot. Why are teams going to play zone a lot? Because when you play man-to-man, you turn your back to Deshaun Watson, that's where you can get a lot of big runs on you. So you're going to play a lot of zone. By playing zone, that gets these receivers out into the routes faster. There's more space, more room to work it. They were playing zone coverage when Will Fuller had that big touchdown you mentioned. They just didn't match up to him. You're going to see teams, which is phenomenal. Like this team, these wide receivers don't do very good against man coverage, up in your face, jamming, kind of bump and run. So now that they're playing more zone because they're worried about the running threat of Deshaun Watson, you're going to see wide receivers more open than they've ever been.
And it's a really good point. Yeah, and that's just one more area where Deshaun Watson has helped make other people on the team better. The thing I worry about with that Browns game was that when you go back and watch it, it looks like you're playing a video game on easy mode. So, like, there were times in that game where I was really pleased with how Deshaun was understanding where the openings were going to be or where receivers are going to be open because of the holes in the zone, particularly on plays to Griffin. The one Will Fuller, that drag route where he caught him underneath, and I can't remember how many yards, but Will Fuller was running to the left. That was just, it was a blown coverage.
Yeah.
It was zone defense, and Deshaun knew where to go with the ball, but there were so many instances in that game where the Browns just looked like, it looked like a preseason game. Either easy mode in a video game or a preseason game. Just moronic.
They were bad.
They were really, really stupid. Not just bad physically, really, really stupid. Like, if I'm Greg Williams after that game, I'm starting to question how much longer I want to play. I want to do this because guys were making, like, I'm sure high school coaches, like Cleveland Browns fans who are high school coaches, were probably pulling their hair out because they were watching the Browns make mistakes that their kids do just in simple zone concepts. So I both applaud Deshaun for figuring it out, and the ball was coming out of his hands really quickly at times, but at the same time, it's going to get harder again versus the Seattle Seahawks.
So on a related note, the Browns did have some success later in the game blitzing Deshaun Watson, and Ted expects to see more of that moving forward.
They blitzed Deshaun Watson a lot. You know what they're having problems with? They're having trouble matching up to the Texans' wide receivers. They were getting close to him, but they just weren't matching on to wide receivers. But teams are going to blitz Deshaun Watson a lot. But I think he can make you pay. I mean, I really do. I think he's smart enough to go. There were times with Deshaun Watson where he knows right where to go, where the hot read is when they blitz. He knows where his first read is. He hits them.
Yeah, and I would say this too. I talked about John Harris last night. I think one thing about that Browns game is that he could have used a little bit more help from his receivers in recognizing blitz. Some guys could have adjusted their routes based on blitz. And there was at least one, I can't remember if it was a sack or a pressure, where Griffin should have turned for the ball faster. Now, part of that is also Deshaun Watson getting his receivers on the same page,
yeah,
and communicating pre-snap. But I think there were plays in that game where Deshaun anticipated blitz and didn't get the look out of his receivers that he thought he was going to get. That's going to get better with time. And that's a classic thing that you can clean up really well. That's like a project you can work on when you've got 2 weeks to practice during the bye week.
Next week, when they face Seattle, Michael Bennett, Sheldon Richardson, Frank Clark. It is not going to be easy. Not just blitzing, but just the guys up front against those pass rushers.
They do.
Seattle.
They lost. They just lost somebody.
Cliff Averill.
His career, for the season and potentially his career.
Might be his career. Yeah. That's a quietly really big NFL injury. Based on, like, not a lot of people nationally are going to talk about Cliff Averill, but that's a big deal. That's a team that is built on Russell Wilson and their defense, yeah, and that's a big problem for them.
I love going out and facing the Seahawks just to watch DeAndre Hopkins versus the way they play football.
Yeah, it's fun.
The way, because, excuse me, to watch DeAndre Hopkins versus the way they play football. Did I say Deshaun or DeAndre?
DeAndre, you're good.
I can't keep track anymore.
You're on it.
I can't keep track anymore.
In headlines, is AJ Hinch going to make some lineup changes for tomorrow's Game 6?